saying that it was inconvenient to go to the Capitol because they have that thing open 24 hours a day,
yeah.
365 days. I think it's every day. Maybe it's closed one day. No, I don't think it is. I think it's open every day. All night long.
I just love that old Capitol.
Oh, I do too.
I really like it better than I do the one in Washington, because this granite has color and life to it, and one Washington's gray looking.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, talking about that artist. I took an art history course when I was at Tech, and they did that, you know. They showed us all these paintings by certain artists and told us all the stuff about how they did it and all the stuff. And I wrote it all down carefully, and we were going to have this big test. And, excuse me, I had a loose leaf notebook, just a clip binder, you know, and I had not numbered the pages.
Mm-hmm.
And we must have studied half a dozen, well, a dozen artists and paintings and I hadn't numbered the pages, and I hadn't dated them or anything like that. And I fell down the stairs 2 days before the test, and my notebook came open, and these pages just went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I almost failed the test.
Oh, I bet.
I couldn't get my notes back together in the right order, and I didn't know who did what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
How did you ever get it assembled?
I think when I finally got through getting it back together, that I still had some pages that weren't in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I made a C on that test, and that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, I've used spiral notebooks.
Well, I noticed just in secretarial work, or in special legal work, the best thing to do is number and date.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, everything, because then in the future, it's always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too. Let's see. A married couple, okay, the man is called, okay, if he's married, he's called
a married couple, yeah. And the man is called husband.
And the woman is
wife.
Okay, and, excuse me, a woman whose husband is dead is a...
widow.
Okay, and, but if he just ran off and left her, you'd call her a...
divorcee.
Okay, your mother and your father are called your...
mother and father, parents.
Okay. And what did you call your parents? Did you call... What did you call them?
Well, we were a very close family, and we weren't formal. It was Mom and Papa.
Uh-huh. Okay. What did your boy call you?
He called me Mother, I guess. But at that time, when he was little, there was a funny paper, and there was these little boys, and they called their mother Mama Wooski. You know, and she's a big fat mother, and they call her Mama Wooski. Well, sometime when he's kidding me, he'd call me Mama Wooski.
Oh, okay.
And but you know, after he went into the service and he was overseas, he wrote me a letter one day and said, "Dear Mama Wooski."
Was that the Cats and Jammer Kids?
Yeah, Cats and Jammer Kids.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Your mother's mother would be your...
grandmother.
Okay, your mother's father would be your...
grandfather, but okay. That would be Graham and Ganga or something like that. You know, it's too long a word for young, real young children.
Yeah, it is. It is. What did you
call
your...
my grandchildren call me Graham.
Uh-huh. My husband's family, again, has the strangest nicknames for the grandparents. Like, they're just weird. Well, not so weird for the grandfather. They called him Pap.
Pap.
He looked like Pap, though.
Uh-huh.
That was okay. But his grandmother they called Tim.
Huh? Well, grandmother and grandfather is just too hard. For now, my nephew called my father, our maiden name was